The final score from here in Morgantown, West Virginia. The Oklahoma Sooners secure their spot in the Big 12 championship game, beating West Virginia 59-56. And Derek Rackley, we knew this was going to be a game with a lot of offense, a lot of points. It didn't disappoint in that respect. Oklahoma had a 14-point lead. They saw that evaporate, but their defense, two touchdowns in the ballgame, a number of offensive stars. Sooners hang on. They get the win. Back to the Big 12 title game for Oklahoma.
Yeah, this is one of those games where you're seeing 59-56, and honestly, I don't even know where to start, Ryan. I don't even know how to break this game down because there were so many different avenues that this thing went. I mean, but you're right. We knew coming into this one, you had Kyler Murray, a guy that's given Tua Tagovailoa a run for his money in the Heisman Trophy race. Will Greer, a guy that was probably one of the favorites to start the season just because of the year that he had last year. He's playing at an extremely high level. West Virginia knows how to throw the football all over the field. They do it at an extremely high level, especially when they're at home, and they did that. I mean, Will Greer throws for 539 yards, four touchdowns, and no picks. I mean, an extremely efficient game for him on 49 passing attempts, but still just not enough. I mean, to come up 3 points short when you put up 704 yards of offense has to be extremely disappointing.
Greer with a couple of fumbles, both returned for touchdowns by this much maligned Oklahoma defense. You mentioned the numbers on Greer, second most passing yards in a single game in West Virginia history. Meanwhile, for Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, 20 of 27, 364 yards, three touchdowns. Also ran it nine times for 114 and a touchdown. Kennedy Brooks, 21 carries, new career high, 182 yards and a TD. And Marquise Brown was special, 11 catches, 243 yards and two touchdowns.
I mean, they've got so many playmakers, and we're talking about a redshirt freshman in Kennedy Brooks, and he was one of my keys to the game. Even though they lacked depth at the running back position, they had to give him enough carries to keep some balance on this offense for Oklahoma. He did just that, as you mentioned, with 182 yards. And how about Kyler Murray? Even though he gets somewhat overshadowed by the performance of Will Greer, he still ends up with 478 yards of total offense and four touchdowns. I mean, that's a very, very strong performance on the road in a hostile environment.
For West Virginia, David Sills, 8 catches, 131, couple of touchdowns. Gary Jennings, 7 catches, 225, and 2 TDs. But for the Mountaineers, more of the same. They knew this was going to be a tough November stretch. Very difficult loss last week at Oklahoma State, and a very tough loss at home to Oklahoma tonight. The Mountaineers finish their regular season with back-to-back defeats. Oklahoma on to the Big 12 title game. They'll meet Texas, a rematch of the Red River rivalry, with the Big 12 title on the line. Once again, the final score, Oklahoma 59, West Virginia 56. And remember, you can listen to every college football game we broadcast this season right here on WestwoodOneSports.com.